This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Five people are dead and three wounded in shootings in Denver and Lakewood Monday evening. Police believe the same person was responsible for the shootings across the area and that person was killed. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin spoke to the media Monday night.
This is the holiday season. To have this type of spree take place is not normal for our community.
A Lakewood police officer is among the wounded. Lakewood and Denver will investigate what happened. The semi-truck driver who was sentenced to more than 100 years for a fatal crash along I-70 could get that sentence reduced. A Jefferson County judge approved a review of the case Monday. Outside the courtroom in Golden, Brenda Chavez was one of around 100 supporters of the driver, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. She wants to see a lighter sentence.
I got fate of Colorado law. I got faith that we're going to do the right thing and that we all look in deeper in this situation.
Colorado's minimum sentencing laws required the 110-year sentence on multiple convictions. The Jefferson County District Attorney has begun the process to try to reduce the sentence to less than 30 years. Four people died in the crash in 2019. Colorado Springs Utilities has filed an initial plan with the state on reducing its carbon footprint. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Colorado Springs Utilities has until 2030 to cut its greenhouse gases by 80% from 2005 levels. Closing down the Drake and Nixon power plants are part of the plan to meet the state mandate. Drake stopped burning coal earlier this year. The city will also need to add 100 megawatts of additional renewable power, like solar, wind, or hydro, to its portfolio. The final plan is due by July. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Performances of The Lion King are canceled again for today and tomorrow. A COVID outbreak among the cast and crew has shut down the show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Ticket holders will be refunded. A performance this Thursday is still on for now. This is CPR News.